Hey, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful episode of Radcast. It's Friday. You've done it. You've made it through the week, you sexy people. You're awesome. You know who else is awesome? Ashley effing Miller, who is sitting across from me right now. Absolutely blew the lid off of this, like, you know, coming back from hiatus, this long break. I mean, the love and the outpouring and support.
It was amazing.
It was ridiculous. I've never seen, like, I didn't even know how to respond. I still don't know how to respond, clearly. I don't know how to, you know, speak about it. I'm, like, tongue-tied right now, which is a first for me. But, yeah, it was one of the highest downloaded episodes that we've ever had in the history of Radcast.
That's just silly to me. Like, it doesn't make sense, but it does at the same
which
time.
Which is amazing, because you're awesome. You're totally awesome. People obviously recognize that, and they just came out in mass numbers. So,
I want to tell all those elementary school teachers that told my mom I was a little too social. Well, obviously, it pays off.
Clearly.
You get to meet people, and
clearly
they're interested in the things that you do.
We should, like, Snapchat or, like, you know, take an Instagram photo of the download numbers and just send it to each and every naysayer that you've ever met along the way. And it was like, you talk too much. Yeah. Well, it's paying off, bitches.
Yeah,
so,
obviously.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So we've got an absolutely killer guest today. Really excited about this. Gina Gannon. She's a foodie and a restaurant connoisseur. And she actually goes around the Philadelphia area, and she owns her own vlog, and she does a blog as well. And she's going to be talking to us about Philly Restaurant Week that's coming up. I think it starts on Sunday.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
It starts on Sunday, and it's a two-week event. I never heard of it because I suck and I live under a rock. So
I've heard of it. I've never been lucky enough to actually attend, which is not hard to attend.
Right.
It's just kind of like marking it on your calendar and making a point to get into the city.
Which is, I'm not too good at that at all, you know, for anything, really.
But especially if you're coming from the suburbs, I would say best bet, go to like Norristown train station, park your car there, take the train down.
Exactly.
And you don't have to worry about that, you know, when you go around the corner and, oh, what does 76 look like?
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't be horrible. And it always
and it's
is,
always
so,
horrible.
Yeah.
It can be Sunday at midnight. It's still horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Yeah. So, so we're going to get her on the phone in just a little while here. Do you have any big upcoming things coming up this weekend that you're excited
this weekend,
about?
I'm not really sure. I'm getting over the cold that has been going around.
Right, yeah.
So I've been debating back in my head. I'm like, okay, do I be good and just kind of like keep it low-key, but probably won't. So looking for things to do suburb-wise, but if not, maybe on Sunday, go check out the start of Philly Food Week.
Restaurant Week. That's right. Yeah, awesome. So, well, I guess what we're going to do is go into a song real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to get Gina on the phone, sit down, chat with her a little bit, and it'll be awesome. But, thank you guys again for the outpouring of support that you've shown for Ashley. You guys are absolutely beautiful.
Yes, thank you very much. That was awesome.
And she is the shit, of course. So continue to show that support. Drop by her page and say that she's awesome, all that good stuff. And this is The Loud Company right now with their song, You're So Fun. We've been plugging their album all week on our site. You can go and pick it up for free at Reverb Nation. It's reverbnation.com/The Loud Company. Here they are with You're So Fun.
Come on, and the thought is gone, and the thought is gone. Now I'm feeling
All right, and that was the Loud Company with their song You're So Fun. You can go pick that up again on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/The Loud Company. You can also go to their Facebook page, show them some love, and then check out their shows when they are playing. They're going to be huge. Their EP, Live Evil, right now, or The Evil EP, absolutely awesome. Four tracks, and they're all solid, so you want to definitely check that out. But yeah, we are here, obviously, about to get on the phone with Gina Gannon for Restaurant Week. And once again, if you're just now tuning in, it's a pre-recorded podcast, so I don't know exactly how you would miss the first portion. Maybe you were zoning out while you were driving, but I'm sitting here with the lovely Ashley Miller, the new co-host of Riotcast. I'm probably gonna be plugging this and pugging it for the next like couple of weeks.
plugging
the whole nine. So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic, and yeah, pretty stoked to have you aboard once again. So
well, it's nice, too, because it feels like the listeners are as excited as we are about this whole thing and coming back and a little new format. And
right, yeah, exactly. Stuff. It was really cool. I mean, the outpouring of support for you, and then, like, I got a couple messages. Was like, Radcast is back?
Yeah,
and it was like,
right?
I didn't even know it was that cool, but all right, awesome. So it's very awesome indeed. So I saw the Loud Company. I just wanted to give a quick background of these guys while I get Gina on the phone here. I saw the Loud Company a couple weeks ago. It's not a couple weeks now. It was in December. They were playing Finnegan's Wake down in Philly, and they are so effing good. They are they're actually, their drummer is the husband of Wendy Rollins. So I don't know. Do you know Radio 104.5 at all?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
I heard the name, and I'm like, where do I know
that
name?
I know that
from?
Name. It sounds so familiar, right?
So they're local, then, I take it.
Yeah, yeah. They're based out of like the Quaker Town, like the Whalestown area, and all that kind of stuff. And they played 104.5 a couple years ago, I guess. Now, like two years ago, they did their Live at Five thing, and they played a couple songs, and, you know, Wendy's husband was there. He works at 104.5, and he was like, I absolutely love these guys.
That's awesome.
And so we started jamming with them, and bada bing, bada boom, now they're a band.
And in the band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, Wendy's always out at their events, which is cool. It's always like, you know, and I always see her, and I don't want to be like, hey, Wendy, how's it going? Yeah, I mean, but like,
I have a radio show, too.
Yeah, right? Can I be cool?
Yeah.
So... But, yeah, so if you go out to any one of their shows, there's sometimes a celebrity guest appearance, which is, of course, the awesome Wendy Rollins. But here we go. We're going to get Gina on the phone here. And, yeah, I'm really excited to get this whole thing underway here and figure out some cool stuff about Restaurant Week. There we go.
Yeah. Dead air.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Gina. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you? Yeah.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Happy Friday. You've made it through another week.
You as well.
So we're sitting here. We were just talking about Philly Restaurant Week. It's starting this Sunday, correct?
Yes, this Sunday, the 19th, and it goes for 2 weeks.
Goes for 2 weeks. Fantastic. So we were reading your blog last night, and that, for folks who don't know, you can find that whatisgoodhere.tumblr.com. And you were talking about one of your personal favorite restaurants that you're hoping to hit starting out the gate, and that was, I don't...
Oh, it's Sampan.
Okay, fantastic. I was going to butcher the name. So, yeah, but I was looking at some of the dishes that they have available, and they all look amazing.
It is so phenomenal. I mean, Sampan, for all the restaurants at Restaurant Week, they give you more courses than most. They give you 6 courses and dessert. And they're full size, so it's not like, you know, you're just getting a very tiny portion. You're getting a lot of food.
Right, so these aren't, like, we're not talking, like, Costco sampler trays. We're talking, like, you know, full-blown meals.
Like, full-blown, yeah, like, legit. Like, if you go on my website, I have pictures of everything that I got from Sampan, and all those courses... All right, all those meals will be on the menu for Restaurant Week.
Yeah, that's excellent, because I was looking at all of them, and I had actually just eaten a meal, and I was still hungry after looking at those photos.
I know, just talking about this, I'm getting so hungry. I want to try all these new places.
So that's the first stop. So now, anybody who isn't familiar necessarily with Restaurant Week, we were talking about transportation. That was one of the things that came up, and we were, you know, possibly thinking maybe taking the train. But I remember you were talking about something in regards to the parking. There was some kind of special they're running.
Yeah, so it's so cool. So you will pay nothing over $9. And now what you do is, because you're participating in Restaurant Week, you can go up to the hostess table and ask them, you know, do you guys have a voucher? And most of the time they can give it to you. Or if you go on centercityphila.org, they have a list of all the participating parking lots where you can park, and you can get that discounted $9 or less parking, which is just so awesome. Because Center City, you'll pay at least almost like close to $25, $30 on a good night.
Oh, my God, easily.
You know that they're giving you this, and you're getting either a $20 lunch or a $35 dinner. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, my God, yeah. So how long necessarily does Restaurant Week last? Is it a 2-week event or?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. It starts it's usually always Sunday to Friday. So it's January 19th to the 24th and 26th to the 31st. And they've been doing it for so many years, and it's four times a year.
Four times a year. Holy crap. So what's the basis behind it? Is it always based in Center City or?
From what I know, yeah. I mean, they just started, which I'm so excited to be a part of. South Philadelphia just started their first Restaurant Week last year, and the East Passionate Avenue Restaurant Week is going to be coming up as well. So that's something new for, like, the South Philly area. But Restaurant Week has been around for so long, and I just feel like, you know, it's good to sort of boost the economy as well, because, you know, when people know that they're getting such a good deal and they can get $20 to try a restaurant that's like triple that price, it's just, how can you not get that, you know?
Exactly. So as an experienced foodie, because I obviously, like, I have the problem of my eyes tend to be bigger than my stomach at times, so I'll go in and I'll just start, like, you know, quaffling as much food as I can, and then obviously
just
I get...
Just order the left side of the menu.
Right, exactly. Just order everything and get way too full. So is there, like, a particular strategy if somebody, like, you know, folks want to go out and they want to hit, like, multiple restaurants and they really want to try to sample everything, but, you know, obviously don't have
well, the good thing is that, so, okay, Restaurant Week, you get 3 courses for $35. But see, some places are offering you more than that. They're offering you 6 options. Like, for example, La Viola and Amata, there's 15 different appetizers on the menu, and you can pick 2 of each. So it's just something where, you know, you could really just try a little bit of everything. And, you know, $20 for lunch, you could hit a few places for that. I mean, you might have to have, you know, a lot of stamina, but you probably could definitely do it.
Right.
That sounds something great, too, to do with a group of people, because then you can get to check out that much more food.
Right, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I love about it, is that, you know, some of these places that are on there, like, for example, Del Frisco's, and there's another one as well. What is it called? Davio's. Davio's, for what you're paying for Restaurant Week, is triple the amount of money. So, like, one steak alone would be over $35, actually between, like, $49 to $50. So it's like,
wow,
you're getting a 3 courses for under the price of 1 entree. But it's just like, why would you not do it? I mean, even $35 for, you know, an appetizer, an entree, and dessert, I mean, that's just something that you can't beat. And what I love about Restaurant Week, for me, I love getting the ultimate dining out experience. You know, it's like these restaurants, you feel so chic and so swanky going to these places. And then not even that, that's like a lot to talk about with other people. Like, hey, did you try this new place? You know, and in Philadelphia, I mean, we're lucky because our restaurant scene is amazing. And we have so many great chefs. I mean, we have restaurants from Jose Garces, Mark Vetri, Steven Starr, Morimoto. We really are lucky that we have such great food in the area and restaurants.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and the diversity is ridiculous. And I was just going to say, you know, this is kind of almost like a, you know, a cheat way to, you know, have like a great date night if you're trying to take somebody out and really, you know, kind of show off some class, but maybe not necessarily have the loot to do so, such as myself. You know, I can kind of, you know, get out there and be like, you know, throwing out those greenbacks, but...
That's the thing. I mean, you know what? You could go to Davio's, which is one of my favorites. I love it there. Beautiful Italian restaurant. And you can impress a girl even more because you are dining out on a budget, which I love, was when a guy is actually conscious about money and they're not just, you know, throwing it around here and there.
Right.
So that, you know, is something great. And then also, what I just love too, it's just the experience of going out and trying a new place that you wouldn't normally try. At least I know I wouldn't, because there's no way I'm spending some of these prices for, you know, which,
yeah, it's my Pico bill for some of those things. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you, it's so great. So new restaurants that are actually on the Restaurant Week menu, which I'm really excited for, is Rosa Blanca, which is a Cuban restaurant. It's a Jose Garces restaurant, and Ocean Prime. So they're new to Restaurant Week.
Gotcha. Okay, so those are some of the restaurants that you're going to be hitting first, or?
Well, I'm going to try. I think maybe Rosa Blanca is one. Cuban, I want to try it and sample. It's going to be really good.
Right. Gotcha. So how long have you been, like, participating and going to, like, Restaurant Week? Like, when did you first catch on and go, okay, that's definitely something that I want to attack? And, like, more specifically, not only, like, you know, partake in Restaurant Week, but when were you like, okay, you know, I kind of want to build a brand around, like, you know, my love for food?
Well, the whole building a brand thing was actually just recent. You know, I always, you know, would think, like, you know, what is my brand? What am I going to do? And then I just think the only thing that ever goes through my mind most of the day is about food and what I'm going to eat next and how excited right I get about food. It's bad. Like, even when I'm done a meal and I'm so stuffed and the TV's on, I'm like, oh, Pizza Hut. Like, I just can't stop and I can't get enough of food. So I'm just thinking, so you know what? I have TV experience. I love food. I love doing all the research about, you know, the new restaurants and everything. I just said, you know what, why don't I just start to make this my brand? I've been dining out for Restaurant Week for as long as I can remember. I'd say within the last, you know, 7-8 years or so, I've been doing Restaurant Week. So I'm really excited. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And I'm pumped about it, too. Now, I had no idea. And then, of course, we were talking about it. And, yeah, now, like, you know, I've got a whole list of places that I need to try. So it starts on Sunday. Are you going to be hitting Swan Pan? I'm terrible with pronunciation.
Swan Pan? Actually, I already ate at Swan Pan before, so that's not on my list. I just profiled that on my blog in case people were wondering, where should I go? What should I get on the menu? I got you covered. And I would say if you're going to go to Swan Pan, 100% get the duck. Oh, my God, it's amazing. And the Korean beef, it's so good. Oh, my God. Like, I just sometimes, like, I just think about it, and I need to have it. It's so amazing. So I won't be going to Swan Pan because I already ate there, and it's ridiculous.
Right, right.
But I think I'm going to try Rosa Blanca because that's that new Jose Garces place, and I can't wait. But, you know, I also have a few other places that I haven't been to, believe it or not. So I'm going to try and, you know, hit as much as I can. And I'll probably do it for lunch, so I only have to pay $20.
There you go. That's beautiful. So are you going to be blogging about the, like, all the places that you hit during Restaurant Week?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do a lot of, like, Instagram video. I'm going to just, you know, also show pictures of my dishes that I'm ordering and, you know, all that. So everyone will be able to see, you know, what I'm ordering. And then also what's different from my blog than other food blogs, my blog is called What's Good Here. So it's not only, you know, oh, hey, like, you know, I ate here. No, it's, let me tell you from my personal opinion, if you go there and you're not sure what to order, you at least know, hey, I got you covered. You can order this, this, or that. If you're not a meat person, I give you, you know, another option for, you know, maybe like a pasta dish. So that's sort of how I'm branding myself a little differently as opposed to I'm just going to restaurants and I'm giving you a review.
Right.
No, I'm going to give you exactly like legit, this is good here. I wouldn't get this. I would get that. So,
which is a huge help because, I mean, a lot of times, like, the other thing that I know that kind of keeps me away from, like, trying new places, you know, if I get the menu and I'm overwhelmed, like, I have no idea what to get. I've never tried any of this stuff. So, you know, just flipping through your blog, I obviously have great suggestions now and it all looked great. So, yeah, I'm going to be following closely. So they can find your blog. It's whatsgoodhere.tumblr.com. And then they can find you on Instagram.
And Facebook, yeah, Facebook, Twitter. I'm just at Gina Gannon on Twitter, and Facebook is just Gina Gannon. So, yeah, I mean, if there's any food questions at all, like, usually I can always help answer them. I would say, you know how you brought up it's good for a date place?
Right.
Or Restaurant Week is good for dating. Two great, amazing restaurants, if you're really trying to impress a girl, would be 19, which is at the top floor of the Bellevue Hotel. Phenomenal. And R2L. You can see the entire skyline of Philadelphia in R2L. It's at the very top floor as well. And especially if you go at night, you just see all the Center City buildings lit up. It is ridiculous. So I would say those are places, like, maybe, you know, pre-Valentine's Day.
I may even just edit this portion of the podcast out and just take those notes so that it seems like I just, I don't want to blow my secret. I may be talking to you off air, actually, about some more suggestions that you have.
I'll definitely talk to you about that. Don't worry.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we'll be sure to post all your information on our Facebook page as well. And, you know, everybody, to, you know, be sure to follow you on all of your social media sites to get all the up-to-date information on Restaurant Week. I know I'll be following, like, probably after every restaurant you hit, I'll be, like, you know, that'll be my next spot. And I'll just kind of be tailing behind you and, you know, just trying all these different places. So, super
that's awesome.
Stoked.
Let me know. I get such, like, excitement and joy out of that. I mean, just, you know, when I hear about what people are eating, I just love it. So let me know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you so much for calling in this morning. I know it's a little bit on the earlier side, at least for, you know, me. It's I know it's 9 a.m. already, but, you know, I'm still trying to wake up.
Oh, I loved it. Are you kidding? You're doing amazing. So thank you. I'll always be a part of the show.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then I'm probably going to take you up on that. So let me know when it gets annoying.
I'm thinking beginning of February, I can come on and we can talk about East Cashwalk Avenue Restaurant Week, because that's one of my favorites as well.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that would be awesome. And that's featuring Nord, right?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Exactly. That's going to be so fun. Oh, man, I'm pumped. All right, well, great. Well, you have a great rest of the morning. Thanks again for coming on. And, yeah, we'll be in touch soon.
Have fun.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, and that was Gina Gannon. Restaurant Week, man.
That just got me really excited.
I know.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's like I said, I already had like a big meal. I had like my eggs and my yogurt and all that good stuff this morning. Probably a little too much. I probably should have scaled it back a little bit. But yeah, now I'm hungry now. I'm like, I totally want to. And I checked out her blog, all the stuff she had up there. The dumplings. I don't even like duck. I mean, and I'm a huge, you know, meat fan. I was going to say meat fan. That was going to sound absolutely terrible. I like
big
my
fan,
meat, ladies and gentlemen. Can't get enough of that meat. Oh, there we go again with more dick jokes. It's just, I'm on a run now. This is like the first episode, second update.
It
is.
Is
it a Freudian like kind of thing? I don't know if there's like a Freudian slip there, but.
The psychology major will just sit here quietly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Please. I don't want to know. I don't know. Ignorance is bliss. But yeah, not even a huge fan of the idea of duck, but I saw the pictures and it looks.
But I think it's one of those things, and even like if you watch something like a Top Chef or a cooking show, when it's done correctly, then that's when you become a fan of that stuff. I mean, I don't even eat meat, but, you know, I'll go out to dinner with people that do, and they order this dish, and just from the presentation and how it's prepared and all the ingredients, it's like, oh my gosh, I've never been so tempted to eat meat just because it's so fresh and it's done correctly.
Have you ever broken down and you're like, you know what, screw it, screw the whole vegetarian thing, I'm not doing it tonight, I'm eating the meat?
The only time, and I haven't eaten meat since I was 12, so 15
Whoa.
Years.
The
closest I've ever come was this past Christmas. Kyle made candied bacon for all the guys in the family.
Oh my god,
I came home to our whole apartment smelling like bacon. And I'm like, can you just like eat some and talk at the same time? If it just spits on my face, I'm not eating it. But yeah, I've never been so tempted.
Right. Just, you know, just keep that grease in the pan.
Yeah, exactly.
If we could just light that like a candle a little bit later.
Just sniff it.
When it
hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The smell of bacon. So did you break down and actually eat some bacon?
I did not. But with her talking too, one of the things I'm really excited about to check out with Restaurant Week is all the vegetarian options, because I feel more and more restaurants are doing that.
Yeah, that is becoming like a, you know, a huge thing, because a lot of people are now kind of leaning towards that vegetarian lifestyle.
Yeah.
I've heard it's, you know, actually way healthier
turns
for you.
Vegetables are good for you.
Yeah, turns. I know. I had no idea. I was shocked when somebody said that salad could prevent cancer. I was like, well,
no way.
There you go. Cucumbers, really? Son of a bitch. You know, I've been living in the dark this entire time. So, no, that was cool, though, and I'm stoked to have her back on when the, you know, East Passyunk Restaurant Week starts up. She was telling me about that before, and there's this great place, Nord, and I don't want to give away too many of the details. I'm going to let her talk about it because I obviously can't do it justice, but it sounds awesome. So
nice.
Really pumped about that. But, well, I guess we'll get going into another song here, you know, because, of course, we got to focus on that local music. This is a band I played, like, several times. It's An Honest Year. They moved to Florida, or part of the band was in Florida. The other half of the band was here in Pennsylvania, and I actually went to high school with one of the dudes. In fact, Ferrari might even know him, Greg Penny. Do you know Greg Penny, maybe?
Not sure. The name kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's been, I know, like, he knows Bear, and, like, they've, like, he's gotten tatted at the shop a couple times and stuff like that. But, so he moved down to Florida to record with these guys and work with them, and then they just moved back to Pennsylvania, and they just won the opening spot for the 104.5 Winter Jam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be opening up for them, I think, next weekend. I should get these dates, probably. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. Over the break, you know, I'm going to get the dates and better information. It seemed like I actually know what the hell I'm doing here. And then, Yeah, when we come back, we'll give you that information so you can go and check them out. But here they are. This is An Honest Year with their song Starting Over. Ride, and that is An Honest Year with their song Starting Over. You can catch them at the 104.5 Winter Jam, which I have still yet to find the actual date for and the information. I'm sitting here. We were just too caught up and too stoked to talk about Restaurant Week for me to actually look the information up at the same time. And of course, those of you who know me personally know that I am terrible at multitasking and cannot. I have a hard time walking and breathing, and that's not an exaggeration. I mean, there's times when I'm like, left, right, left, left, damn it! You know, so.
Are you one of those people that cannot talk and walk at the same time? Is it like too much?
It's a lot to handle. It really is. And if I throw gum chewing in there at the same time, I mean, it could be a death sentence. I mean,
just
terrible
collapse.
Things could happen. I would just, my heart would stop. Like, I would just have an aneurysm. Terrible things, terrible things. So, I've never actually tried it. But yeah, Restaurant Week, totally stoked about that. Like,
yeah, I mean, we seriously, through that whole song, just sat here and talked about how excited we are about, okay, well, you know, there's that whole parking incentive and there's this and that and all this good food and.
Right, exactly. And I love the fact that it's like, so like, because what she was saying, like on a normal day, like a normal dish is like $60. I can't afford that. Like, that's
And I think too, I mean, these restaurants, they don't want to shaft anybody that's going in there. This is a huge promotional 2 weeks for them. So you are going to go in and pay minimal money for really good portions of food and be able to check out a lot of stuff. And especially places like, the name of the restaurant escapes me now, but the place that she was saying, you get to pick two of 15 appetizers that they have. If you go with a group of friends, you each can get two different things, and you now just got to check out 15 of their appetizers, which I think is awesome.
Exactly. Which is so killer. So I've got the information now, finally, in front of me. Hats off to Josh for finally getting it. All right, here we go. So the page is loading.
This is 105 or 104.5's.
Yeah, the Winter Jam. Have you ever gone to any of their events, by the way?
They're
free. They're really cool. Like down at the Piazza. Like, I don't know if you've ever. Yeah, like Darlings and like that whole like section or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we even went like last year, I think, for their last year's Winter Jam or whatever. Like, it's because I think they do two in the season. I'm not entirely sure. But even though we were freezing and I couldn't feel my feet at the end of the entire event,
Fun even about that though.
There is, like, exactly,
it
like
adds to the
right
experience.
Like, I have frostbite in my toes and I'm loving it. Like, you know, it's like some kind of, like, you know, it just adds to the overall experience.
That's
so,
when you just drink more to warm yourself up.
Exactly. So January 24th is before the concert. Dear God, you know what? Why don't we just segue to something else? I'm gonna nail it down, and then when I do, we're gonna figure this out. And I pardon me, everybody, also for the technical difficulties. My what's it called? Not a phone.
My microphone.
There, yeah, that the cord there is giving me some feedback and stuff. It's terrible right now. So, but in other words, your hair looks phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
I was just saying that sounds scripted because it totally wasn't supposed to be.
If any of you know me or have been on my Facebook page, I have extremely curly hair, white girl afro status, Diana Ross, which I love. But every once in a while, it's nice to be able to run your hand through your hair without getting stuck. So a mutual friend of ours, Kendra Downey, she colored my hair yesterday.
Killed
and
it.
Flat ironed it for me.
Killed it. In fact, we should Instagram a photo of your hair. Do you feel
in my lumberjack pajamas?
In your lumberjack pajamas. Whole nine. That would, I think, I'm calling it right now.
Committed.
I'm going to say 1,000 likes.
Okay. No, totally. Totally doable. But yeah, she started at this new salon, Roots by Nikki in Phoenixville. And she's really excited because she has years of experience and it's being utilized there and appreciated and stuff like that. So I went over and I checked it out and it was wonderful. And she gives wonderful shampoo, scalp massages while you're there. It's like, oh gosh, I get this too.
Right. Yeah.
Wonderful.
When you mentioned that, I was like, you know, I may not even get my hair cut. They're going to be like, Josh, this is the third shampoo you've gotten today. This is literally like you went and got lunch and came back. For another shampoo. What
you
the hell is going on here?
You shampooing and conditioning in your own shower. It's just like, all right, get out of the shower, get dressed, go to Kendria, finish that.
Exactly.
Off.
Leave that portion to Kendria. You know, I mean, yeah, totally. And I obviously need to get a cut as well. So, like, you know, I'm going to try to get down there and, you know.
Yeah. And quite honestly, everybody or anybody out there with curly hair will understand this. If you can find somebody that can cut curly hair and you don't have a mushroom helmet on top of your head, they know what they're doing.
Right,
and
exactly.
All hairstyles.
They are
and
super Jesus with scissors, and you stay with those people.
Oh God, yeah.
Right, right. That's freaking awesome. So, that's in Phoenixville. Like, where?
Yeah, it's
is it right on the main drag there, or
no? It's actually like right after. not right after 724 turns into 23.
Right.
But kind of right there. It's near, across from, the Redner Shopping Center, right next to O'Grady Shopping Center.
Oh, okay, all right. So, it's tucked back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
which is nice because you're not going to hit all that downtown.
Yeah, all the congestion and all that kind of
like
right
street traffic.
Exactly, yeah. And if you wait a long time to get your hair cut and you look like a monster such as myself, you don't want to be on Main Street. You don't want people to see. You want to see them.
Look at me. I don't want to run into anyone.
Exactly. You want to go down to Main Street after you've gotten your hair cut, of course, by Kendria. And then it's okay to show yourself in public.
Oh,
so
then that's when you like runway strut down Main Street and you're like,
exactly.
My hair looks good.
Look at these flowing locks of just amazingness. I don't really. That would probably be more of you because I don't have locks. I don't, you know, I have
not
fuzz.
Flowing ones.
Look at this fuzz that's on top of my head. So I'm stoked, man. I'm maybe trying to get a haircut and maybe fix my microphone. Get a haircut and hit Restaurant Week. That would be pretty.
Have a little like fresh to death day.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking
exactly.
Good,
just going down
good
there.
Food.
Yeah, eating good for cheap. For cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. So, also coming up is Integrity's, they've got their first convention of the season.
Yes. Yes, they do.
That's, I think, next weekend? It's Thursday, I think. It starts.
It is the 31st, first and second.
First and second?
Is one of them.
It's War of the Roses.
We are super prepared for
we
all of them.
We are. You know, like, I mean.
But no, it is War of the Roses. It is in Lancaster. It's the second year that they've done this. I actually went up last year when they did it, and the guy that put this all together, really, really nice guy. It's cool to go to the ones that aren't major cities because you actually can see all the booths. You can look at all the books. Not a super congested kind of thing. Lancaster is a really easy drive. But yeah, it was really cool. You get to see some of the – it was primarily shops from out there, but then you also get shops like from Morris Ford,
From
Philly, a couple from Pottstown. So really get to see a lot of the artwork. And it's also easier to get in there than if you would like to get a tattoo because the lines aren't as long, things like that. So.
Right, precisely, which sounds awesome. And I honestly, I've actually been talking to Kyle Bear because I think I'm finally going to commit. Finally,
oh,
after,
that's right. The
after 24 years.
Sleeve, right?
Right, exactly. The half sleeve. After 24 friggin' years, I think I'm finally going to commit. And it gets
a. You just got to get just like a huge Radcast logo.
That's what I'm going to do. And then what I want to do is get my face on my back, kind of like Steve-O, because I think that looked like a great idea. I really like that.
Just
know,
in case
like,
you ever forget what you look like.
Right, exactly. But maybe like a more like, you know, pristine version of myself. Maybe like what kind of what I wanted, like maybe the Zach Galifianakis style beard.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
And,
what you hope to look like one day.
Yeah, exactly. One day, if I can look like Zach Galifianakis, I mean, I'll be okay.
Done deal.
I think I'll go far if I can look like that guy. I don't think literally that has ever been said by anybody in the history of man. Like, I hope to one day look like Zach Galifianakis.
Well, I think if you hit Restaurant Week every day.
This is true. I could,
and then just keep growing the beard out. You
absolutely.
Can put the belly on and grow the beard.
Did you hear the excitement in my voice? I was like, this is true. Like, it's totally going to happen. It's totally going to happen.
I can get so fat and grow my beard and look like Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, it's going to be great. That's exactly what I shoot for. It's fantastic. So I guess we'll take one more song break here, come back, wrap up, and then we'll be back on Sunday to talk to legendary Steph Humphrey. About the net neutrality thing that's going on right now. I don't know. Did you catch any of that?
I got to read some of the article, which I think was good because I started getting upset.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's kind of like the death of the free internet as we know it. And as far as we know, it's not going to necessarily change overnight, but it's certainly not a good thing. So, and Steph's got like all the goods on that, and she'll be able to give us like, you know, at least. I mean, I'm completely an ignoramus when it comes to like I'll just read the stuff and freak out, and then you know cry a little bit, and then try to forget about it. But she'll actually be able to break it down and kind of explain what it means.
Layman's terms,
right? Exactly.
Real people terms, yeah.
Precisely, and maybe what we can do to kind of like help kind of counteract some of that stuff, or you know, kind of take the power back a little bit. I don't know. I'm hoping. But anyway, so this is a band. Absolutely love these guys. Their name is Minka. If you haven't seen them before, go check them out. They have an excellent stage presence. They're very cool guys as well. And it's like 80s version Chili Peppers, like with that stage energy.
I like everything that just came out of your mouth right now.
Exactly, right? You know, like me too. As I was saying it, I was like, I really like what I'm saying right now. I'm a fan of this. So here they are. This is Minka with their song Justice. Yourself. And that was Justice by Minka. These guys are absolutely awesome. Like I was saying earlier, they are kind of like, they remind me of like an 80s version of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Great energy, stage performance, stage presence. They're really cool dudes, so go check them out. You can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/Minka. Go do that. It'll be the best decision you made all day, aside from listening to this podcast, of course. So, God, if I could get rid of this feedback, it'd be great. This is how you know, though. This is how you know you're gonna come to love us. Is that it's gonna always, we're always gonna keep it real with you right now. Like, if
sure, we're very humbled, sitting in pajamas.
Yeah,
feedback.
Exactly. We got feedback in our microphones, but hey, you know what? We soldier on. We're happy to at least you know, what's that corny? I feel like I was about to say we're just happy to be here doing it for you guys. So I was like, that's so corny. That is so hokey. It's true, but it sounded so hokey in my
changing
head. I was
the
like,
world, one podcast today.
Yeah, positivity. So you had like brought up an excellent point about like Sunday. We were talking about, you know, the show we're gonna be doing with Steph, and she's gonna be coming on and all that stuff. And you were like, hey, what if, and I don't want to steal your thunder, so.
Well, no, but I think, because this whole thing that she's going to be talking about and kind of the laws that they're trying to push for free radio and how we were saying she's going to be explaining it in layman's terms, which, you know, there's only so much jargon you can deal with before your brain just kind of goes like, I can't do this anymore, and you stop reading an article or following something.
Right, I quit.
I have done. Any of the listeners, if you want to go on to the Radcast page and see the articles that we've put up about what's going on and what we're going to be talking about on Sunday, if you guys have any questions that you would like to be asked, message them, you know, post them under the post that we put up. And
right, exactly.
We'll be able to ask on Sunday and get hopefully a straight answer and, you know, kind of figure it out. Get you guys involved, because as much as Josh and I have fun just sitting here with microphones and, you know, playing radio.
Right.
we are trying to bring you guys something. So, you know, everything's more for you than our own selfish needs. So.
See, that was what the sentiment that I was shooting for. And I was just like, we do it for you. Like the corny way. And like you just, that was brilliant.
You're
that was
inspiration.
Just swooped in and saved that. So that was excellent. But yeah, so shoot us your comments, either private message us, inbox us, tweet us. You can leave it in the comments section. You can email us radcast2@gmail.com. I throw up two because it was a default generated thing. I'm going to change over to PA. Yeah, they were just like, Radcast is taken by like an internet squatter, but we can give you Radcast too. I was like, sure, screw it, you know. And now, exactly. Then I had it on business cards. I was like, you know, that doesn't really look too great. Like, you know, there's two of us out there. Right, exactly. Yeah, so, but for the time being, it works. So, radcast2@gmail.com. You can private message us. You can tweet us, RadcastPA. You can also find us on Instagram. I don't know. If you want to send us a picture or something like that, maybe a middle finger to me because, like, you know, my feedback and just, you know, not having my wits about me. The last episode we did, that'd be great, too. And that's also RadcastPA. And then you can also, if you're interested in all things West Coast, we have, of course, our Arizona branch going up right now with Genevieve. She's out there in Arizona. I said Phoenixville last week, and, like, everybody was messaging me. They're like, dude, you said Phoenixville. That's 15 minutes away. What the hell are you doing?
I was at least nice enough not to point that out until we were finished.
No, you were great. Yeah, because I've worked with people in the past that, like, will be on air, and they're like, dude, you done fucked up. You suck. Get off. Just go. You know, like, in the middle of the show. So that was great. I really appreciate that. Yeah, so we got that coming up on Sunday. You can totally tweet us, do all those kind of great things to get in contact with us, like Ashley said, and ask us any of the questions, or rather, post your questions that you have for Steph, because I'm not an expert. I have no idea. You know, I'm having a hard enough time holding a microphone and talking, like we were saying.
Let alone being able to explain all of these new, maybe, laws.
Complex nuances that go along with it. Yeah, exactly. So, but we have the Integrity Tattoo War of the Roses convention coming up. That's a little ways away, but we'll be plugging that.
Yeah, and Philly's going to be right after that, so I think Sunday.
Stoked for that one.
It will
that
not be
awesome.
As early. I think we will have more dates and things for you guys and things to be excited about.
Right, exactly, but we're just so pumped to get up Friday morning and just get right to it. So, like, I ran in, I was like, great, we're here! What the hell am I going to talk about? Like, oh, no!
Where's the coffee?
Yeah, right, oh, no! So, but yeah, no, I would say another successful episode down. And, of
Absolutely.
Course, you were the life raft that keeps this thing afloat. You know, I would say, like, after, you know, the outpouring of support on the last week and then this week. I mean, it's
I
been fantastic.
I would like to give a shout-out to some of our listeners that are not directly in our area. I got a message from my buddy Nacho, who's out in California.
Dude, that's totally a California name, too. Like, that's awesome.
Well, no, the best is he originally is from the East Coast, and he got the name because he really likes nachos.
Did he
to the point where his friends were, you eat so much nachos, we're going to call you Nacho.
We're going to call you Nacho, which is a pretty solid way to. Now, was he christened as Nacho out in California, or was it here?
It was here. It was actually, he worked at a sports camp, which I think was up north.
That's awesome.
And yeah,
dude works at a sports camp and he eats so many nachos. Yeah. His name has now become Nacho. That's amazing.
Pretty good. But yeah, he sent me a message saying he digs the show and he's listening to it out on the West Coast. So
beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is so cool. Well, I guess then we will lead out with one of my other favorite songs here. This is a tune from a band called City Rain. The song is called The Optimist. It actually just won, thanks to you guys out there and your votes. I mean, not just Radcast, but any new listeners. But it's being put into rotation for MTVU. Which is their, like, you know, where it's kind of getting back to where, like, MTV is actually music television, and they just...
No.
I know, right? I don't want to speak too soon, but from what I've seen, it's just music so far, which is pretty cool. So, and their video just went up for circulation, so you can check them out there. You can also check them out locally. They're a Philly-based band. They're still around the area, and their lead singer, Ben Bunyan, is honestly, he is really, like, a Buddha-type optimist. Like, I mean, find him on Facebook, like his stuff. He's got a lot of cool stuff to say, so we'll lead out with that. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Ashley, thank you so much for steering
us
into clear waters.
This,
hell yeah. This has been
Hope
awesome.
Everybody has a good weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And go eat some great food, and we'll catch you guys on Sunday. This is City Rain with their song The Optimist. There's an optimist.
There's an optimist in me. There's an optimist in me. Do you ever stop to empathize, or are you drowning in your lies? Are you even present? Are you living in this moment now? Sometimes you just wanna keep on going. There's an optimist in me. And while the topic is at hand, can't control it. Cause the certainty is certain now, and whether you will fight it now is your decision. So I'm turning off the storyline and falling back into the line. Swear you'll love it. Because fighting it is tiring, and I find out when you give in, it's so much worth it. There's an optimist.